Thank you, Matthew, for scripture reading. Well, when you think of the word blameless, do you think that's something that could represent you? Or could represent me? Somehow the Bible must be wrong, wouldn't you say? When it says that you and I can be blameless. I remember growing up and I had a sister. I still have a sister. Her name is Rachel. And I don't know if this happened in your household or with your siblings, but Rachel always found a way of letting my mom know I had done something wrong. She just, oh, there goes Sam again. Let me go tell mom. And I had to stand before my mom, and she would scrutinize me and ask me all these questions. And I would say, yes, it's broken. Yes, it was me. And you would think, well, that's only going to happen once, right? Oh, it happened day after day after day after day. I was in trouble. I was, in fact, in big trouble. And for some reason, parents think that they're in trouble too when they have someone who won't follow instructions, will not obey. But praise God for the patience that God gives mothers. Amen? Amen? And she kept being very consistent. And when she said no, it was no. She meant it. And when it was yes, it was yes. And she meant it. Blameless. I want to be blameless. I don't want anyone to have anything to say about me. Because being blameless is to be like who, brothers and sisters? It's like being like Jesus. So we're going to look at some texts that uses the word blameless in the first letter to the Thessalonians. But before we do that, I'm going to invite you to pray with me and ask for the Holy Spirit to guide us as we read God's word. Dear Heavenly Father, we are here recognizing that Jesus went to that cross because of me. Jesus took my pain. He took upon himself my sins. And not just mine, but the sins of the entire world. And Father, we thank you for that gift. And we thank you for the promise of your Holy Spirit that we need today as we read your word to understand it and to put it into practice. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to invite you to open it to our first text found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. In fact, we're going to begin with verse 9 to give it a little bit of context. And here Paul reminds the church, reminds the Thessalonians about the work that he had done day and night with them. And verse 9 tells us, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God. What did Paul do? He preached unto them the gospel of himself, the gospel, the good news of God. And verse 10 tells us, ye are witnesses, and God also, how holy and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. As you know, how we exhorted and comforted and charged everyone of you. And how did he do this? As a father doth his children. Paul was telling them, I loved you. I loved you as if you were my own, as if you were my children. I spoke to you about the gospel of God. And you are witnesses that in the way I related to you, it was holy. In the way I related to you, I did it in a just way. In the way I related to you, I did it in an unblameable way. So we can see that Paul tells us, in fact, God tells us, that being holy, being just, being blameless is not just about having a state of mind or about secluding ourselves in this cave where no one else can see us and we can't see anyone else. So this way, God, you're going to make me holy. You're going to make me just. You're going to make me blameless. But it's about relationships and how we relate one to another in a holy, just, and blameless manner. Our second text is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. And I would like to begin also in verse 10 of chapter 3, where it says, night and day, praying exceedingly that we might see your face. Paul is sharing here with the church, I want to see you. I want to be with you. I want to connect with each one of you. And then he continues saying, and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. You see, the church was going through difficulties and trials, and they were being persecuted, and many of them had lost their family, they've lost their jobs, they've lost everything. And Paul was thinking, praise the Lord, you have not lost your faith. Amen? Praise the Lord. I'm praying for you day in and day and night, and I want to see you. And I want to continue to grow your faith, strengthen your faith, as you continue to trust Jesus. Verse 11 tells us, now God himself and our Father, we have family, and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. May God the Father bring us closer to each other. And the Lord, verse 12, make you to increase and abound in what, brothers and sisters? In love. One toward another. And is Paul just speaking about love among us, members of this church? Is that what Paul is describing here? Love one another here in this church. He says, love one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Is this a big task, brothers and sisters? Is this an easy or is it a difficult task? To love one another, and not just those that we like, not just those who think like us, not just those who do things like us. But we are to love the guy who honked at us while we were coming here to church this morning. Anyone been there? That happened to me this week. And I was so close to honking back. I was. I was like, here it goes. Praise God for patience. Amen? Amen? Praise God for patience. I asked for it, but I was... Love toward all. For what purpose? For what end? So that He, God, may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints. Love one another so that God may establish your hearts unblameable. If you notice, it doesn't say keep the seventh day holy. And I will make you unblameable. It doesn't say be a vegetarian. And I will make you blameless. Not that these things are not important. They are very important. But without love, they mean nothing. Nothing. And God wanted the church of Thessalonica to be ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints. The last time this word blameless or unblameable appears in Scripture here in 1 Thessalonians is chapter 5 and it's verse 23. But I want to give it also some context that we're going to look specifically at verses 12 until verse 25. And verse 12 tells us, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you." Members of the church, there are people sitting right beside you who are laboring for you, who are working for you, who are working for this church. We have Sabbath school teachers. Amen? Amen. We have deacons. Amen? Amen. Deaconesses. Amen? Amen. Elders. Amen? People who take care of our yard. Amen? They labor among you. And verse 13 tells us to esteem them very highly. In the context of love, for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Could it be possible that in a church, people might not get along? How many people does it take to tangle, brothers and sisters? It only takes two. And how many are we here today? We're several. So Paul encourages the church, saying, hey, love each other. Be at peace among yourselves. And he continues in verse 14 by saying, "Now we exhort you, brethren, Warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient toward some people. Is that what it says? Be patient toward all people. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. So these principles that Paul is talking about, are these principles that we are only supposed to use within the church, or are these principles that we're supposed to use within the church and also when we go to work, also when we're driving, also when we're at the store, also when we're having a good time with friends? These are principles that we are to put into practice. Love one another. In fact, Jesus, right before he gave his life on the cross, he told his disciples, "They will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Jesus prayed a prayer, "Father, may they be one as we are one." That takes love. And that has to be something outside of ourselves. Because at least in my heart, it's hard. But praise the Lord, he can put that love in each one of our hearts and give us the strength to love one another. I believe the verses that we will be reading, 16, 17, 18, that are some of the shortest verses in Scripture, are mentioned in the context of prayer and study of God's Word. Prayer. Verse 16, rejoice always. When you pray, when I pray, how do we pray? I heard a non-Christian tell me this week, "You Christians, you always ask, ask, and ask. I never hear you thank God." When we pray, do you think I thank God that in my prayer? I made sure that I thank God in my prayer. And Paul invites us to rejoice always, pray without ceasing. And we had a beautiful exposition by Brother Han. Thank you for sharing those words. We can pray in our room. We can pray at work. We can pray while we drive. Recommendation, keep your eyes open. Yes? While you drive. But we can pray while we wash dishes. Amen? When we're with our friends at all times. Verse 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." When studying God's word, quench not the spirit. Does God speak to us clearly as we read his word? He speaks to me. And my natural reaction is to say, no, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to change. I feel fine. Don't quench the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Praise the Lord for the promises we find in his word. Amen? And praise the Lord that we have the opportunity to hear his word also spoken. But an important recommendation in verse 21, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. If what I'm saying is not biblical, you can discard it. You can say, interesting concept, but it's not in the Bible. But if it is in the Bible, he invites us to listen, to hold fast to that which is good. Last verse here, verse 22, abstain from all appearance of evil. My mother and father would tell me, Samuel, don't do things that look good but are bad, and don't do things that look bad but are good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Why all these recommendations? Because by doing these things, we invite God's Holy Spirit to dwell in each one of our hearts. By praying, by studying the Word of God, by abstaining from all appearance of evil, our relationships at home, our relationships at church, our relationships at work, they grow stronger. And Paul then gives this little prayer in verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you completely. Completely, does that mean 50%, brothers or sisters? Does that mean 89%? Does that mean 99.9%? And the very God of peace sanctify you 100%. I can't sanctify myself. But praise the Lord, there's a God of peace who can. Amen? There's a God in heaven who can change my heart. There's a God in heaven who can forgive my sins. There is a God in heaven who can transform me into His likeness. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body, all of you completely, be preserved, blameless, unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Preserved, blameless. Not just your mind or body, but your entire being. Be preserved, blameless, from now until the coming of Jesus. Is that good news? That is great news. Because let me tell you, we have an accuser who accuses us day and night before the throne. Yes, not that he's in heaven. He's here. His name is Satan. And he's constantly saying, look what Samuel just did. Look. Praise the Lord that there is a God who can preserve us blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the answer for that to happen in my life, and in your life, and in anyone's life, I believe is found also here in verse 24. Faithful is he that calls you. Did Jesus call you today? Did you get a text in your phone and say, I want to see you today. I want to meet with you today. Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. He will accomplish it, brothers and sisters. How? I don't know. But he tells us that if we love him and we love one another, he will preserve us blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That's great news. Again, not in our strength, but in God's strength. Not because I am able, but because he is able. And young people who are here this morning, God is able to work wonders in your life. Amen? Our young people need our prayers, brothers and sisters. If there's ever a time where Satan is trying to hit hard, I know he hit hard in my generation, and I'm sure he hit hard in your generation. But our young people are being bombarded like never before. And praise the Lord that he can preserve them blameless. Do we need to be praying for them? We need to be praying for them. We need to be praying for each other. We need to, in these times that we live in. Satan is like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. And we just have to look around to see who's not here with us anymore. But we are invited to trust Jesus. Amen? And in trusting him to follow his word, and to love one another so that the world may see that we are his disciples. Do you want to be blameless? I want to be blameless. And if the Bible tells me that I can be blameless, I can be preserved blameless by God, I want him to start today. Amen? We are here today also reminded of what Jesus Christ did for you and for me. The true blameless man who lived upon this earth. We are here today to love one another. And as we participate of the washing of the feet, as we participate of the bread and the grape juice, I want to invite you to think about what is it that Jesus, what did he do for you? When I was listening to the song that Connie shared with us, thank you, Connie. Made it very real, didn't it? Very real. Wow, that was me. That wasn't the person next to me or the person behind me or in front of me. That was me who put him on that cross. But praise the Lord that he still loves me. Amen? In spite of all the things that I've done to him, he still loves me, cares about me, and wants me to be with him for all of eternity. So as we participate, let us remember Let us not forget that through Jesus we can have life and life eternal. Amen. I invite those who are able to go to our fellowship hall. There you will find water, towels, and invite someone. Don't be shy.